Everybody, one of my names is Elijah today, Minister of the 12th Hour, Plush Public Sabbath Church in Crown Hill, now it's time for 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is February 9, 2018, now it is Shabbat 24, 2021. We will start our second service on this day with the song entitled, Just When I Need Him Most. Just when I need him, Yahshua is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to cheer, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Yahshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Yahshua is true, never forsaking all the way through, living for burden, pleasures anew, just when I need him most. Yes, and I need him more. Yes, and I need him more. Yes, for he's near to comfort and cheer. Yes, and I need him more. Yes, when I need him, yes, for he's strong. Bearing my burdens all the day long. For all my sorrow, giving a song, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Yahshua is there to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him, he is my all, answering when upon him I call, tenderly watching lest I should fall, just when I need him most, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, Yahshua is there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Everlasting Covenant, Part 3, Ezekiel 16. Again, the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. And say, Thus saith the Yahweh Elohim unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. Now I'm going to again read that verse 1 again. It says, Again the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. Now, what was the thing at Gilead Center in 2002 when we come down to that last year that we were together and Yahshua came to the threshold of the house and he put an end to the abomination in Jerusalem. He put an end to the abominations of Jerusalem. By bringing Brother Johnson and Gilead Center to a close, closing out that chapter that belonged to the Adventists, the third feeding pasture, the third step of the genuine movement, was closed out at Gilead Center because of the abominations that all of spiritual Israel committed from the time they rejected the first message of righteousness by faith in 1888-1890 when Jones and Wagner came with the message of righteousness by faith for the Adventists to make a step higher. We know the conflict that took place there. And we know that the hierarchy of the General Conference of the Seventh-day Adventists that was created by James White and Company in 1863, we know that that leadership was created by their current leadership. Ellen G. White did not propose the General Conference. It was her husband. And so, therefore, that started the abominations in Jerusalem of spiritual Israel today. When Ellen G. White couldn't stop her husband from creating, helped to create the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. That created a dual leadership. And that's what started the abominations in the Adventist Church. And from that point on, from 1863 on, you've always had a divided Jerusalem. This divided Jerusalem split it right in half. And the city of Jerusalem over in Israel today is split right in half. East Jerusalem against West Jerusalem. And you have the abomination that maketh desolate being practiced by one side. And that's your liberal left. That's your liberal left. That's created. Let's go on now. So it says in Ezekiel 16, and it says, Son of Man. Again, Yahweh came to me saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abomination. Well, what happened in 2002? He said, Son of man, Elijah David, cause Brother W. Johnson to know his problems, what has caused his problems, to lose all his blessings. He said, you didn't go to him and offer it. They came to you, in essence. And they asked, what is your opinion that caused us to lose all of our blessings? We've been to everyone else and asked them. Now we're asking you. And so Yahweh sent me a message from heaven. He says, this will cause Rutus Johnson to know his abominations as a leader in Israel, in Jerusalem. So, this Son of Man, when it says Son of Man, it's talking about the current prophet that's on the scene. Alright, it says, And say, Thus saith to Yahweh Elohim unto Yahushua, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person, and the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field. And thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornament. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. And when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, that time was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee. saith Yahweh Elohim, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water, yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen, and silk, and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour, and honey, and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith Yahweh Elohim. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playedst the harlot because of thy renown, and pouredst out thy fornications on every one that passed by. His it was. And of thy garments thou didst take, and deckest thy high places with divers colors, and placest the heart thereupon. The like thing shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I have given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them. And tookest thy broidered garments, and coverest them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. My meat also which I gave thee, fine flour, and oil, and honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savor, and thus it was, saith Yahweh Elohim. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a smaller matter, that thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them? And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare, and wast polluted in thy blood. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, saith Yahweh Elohim, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee an high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high places at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred, and hast opened thy feet to every one that passed by, and multiplied thy whoredom. Hast also committed fornication with the Egyptian, thy neighbors are great of flesh, and hast increased thy whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Before, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. Now, do you see why the Assyrians took them, the ten tribes, over in captivity? Because it played the whore among them. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto the Chaldea. Did you know that Chaldea, the land of Chaldea, is in the land of Canaan? Apparently, it's north and south of the river Euphrates. The river running right down through the middle of Chaldea, the part that's on Israel's side. and yet thou wast not satisfied herewith. How weak is thine heart, saith Yahweh Elohim, seeing thou didst all these things, the work of an impervious, whorish woman, in that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as an harlot, in that thou scornest high. But as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh the strangers instead of her husband, they give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hide them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. And the contrary is in thee from other women in thy whoredom, whereas none followeth thee to commit whoredoms, and in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because thy filthiness is poured out, and thy nakedness discovered, through thy whoredoms, with thy lovers, and with all the idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children, which thou didst give unto them, behold, therefore I will gather all thy lovers, with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved, with all them that thou hast hated. I will even gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness. And I will judge thee as a woman that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy, and I will also give thee into their hand. And they shall throw down thine eminent place, and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels, and leave thee naked and bare. They shall also bring up a company against thee, and they shall stone thee with stones, and thrust thee through with their swords. And they shall burn thy house with fire, and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women, and I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shalt give no harm anymore. So will I make my fury toward thee to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and will be no more angry, because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast fretted me in all these things. Behold, therefore, I also will recompense thy way upon thy head, thine head, saith Yahweh Elohim, and I will, and thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thine abomination. Verse 44, behold, everyone that uses proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. Thou art thy mother's daughter, that loatheth her husband and her children. And thou art the sister of thy sisters, which loathe their husbands and their children. Your mother was an Hittite, and your father an Amorite. And thine elder sister is Samaria. She and her daughters that dwell at thy left hand, and thy younger sister that dwelleth at thy right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations, but as if that were a very little thing, thou wast corrupted more than they in all thy ways. As I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, Sodom thy sister hath not done, as she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her. And in her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty, and committed abomination. before me, therefore I took them away as I saw good. Neither has Samaria committed a half of thy sins, but thou hast multiplied thine abominations more than they, and hast justified thy sisters in all thine abominations which thou hast done. Thou also which hast judged thy sisters, bear thine own shame for thy sins, and that thou hast committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou, yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame, and that thou hast justified thy sisters. When I shall bring again their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then will I bring again the captivity of thy captives in the midst of them, that thou mayest bear thine own shame, and mayest be confounded in all that thou hast done, and that thou art a comfort unto them. When thy sister Sodom and her daughters shall return to their former estate in Samaria, and her daughters shall return to their former estate, then thou and thy daughters shall return to your former estate. For thy sister Sodom was not mentioned by thy mouth in the day of thy pride, before thy wickedness was discovered, as at the time of thy reproach of the daughters of Syria, and all that are round about her, the daughters of the Philistines, which despise thee round about. Thou hast borne thy lewdness and thine abomination, saith the Yahweh. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will even deal with thee as thou hast done, which hast despised the oath and breaking of the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Here we are. This is Ezekiel 16, verse 60. Now we're going to go read the cross-reference to this, Jeremiah 32, 37 to 41. And it says that, Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whether I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury, and in the great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim, and I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, that I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. This is what he has to do. He has to put his fear in your heart, so that you won't depart from him by getting negligent and forsaking the true worship and all of this. Okay. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. Now in Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, it talks about that. Let's go look at it. Deuteronomy 30 verse 9. It says that, And Yahweh the Elohim will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Yahweh will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Verse 10, Deuteronomy 30. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh the Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto Yahweh the Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, and that I commanded thee this day to love Yahweh the Elohim, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh the Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou, both thou and thy seed may live. This is what we have to do as the leaders in Israel today. We have to be careful that we choose life over death, and that is the word is well nigh in our mouth. It's right here in our presence. We don't have to go up to heaven to look for it. We don't have to go over the waters to look for it. Just right here in our mouth. Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. That thou mayest love the Yahweh the Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers, unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, to give them. And who are we? We're the antithetical house of David, the house of Jacob today. And then thou shalt remember thy ways, and be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder, and thy younger. This is Ezekiel 16:61. And I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame. When I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith Yahweh Elohim. That ends Ezekiel 16. Now let's fast forward to Ezekiel 37, verse 1. The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out, and the spirit of the Yahweh, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh Elohim, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus said Yahweh Elohim unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Let's go to Psalms 104, and let's read 29 and 30. Psalms 104, 29 and 30. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is very powerful. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. So that's what's happening right here in Ezekiel 37. When this valley of dry bones is resurrected, that renews the face of the earth. Ezekiel 37:6. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith Yahweh unto him, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Now, when we go to Hosea, chapter 13, verse 14, we'll read a little bit more about that. From Hosea. Okay, it says Hosea, chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Let's go back now to Ezekiel 37, verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. Let's go to Jeremiah 30, verse 18 and 19. Let's see what we got there. It says, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Yahweh is going to be, he's going to have to resurrect them, and he's going to bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon her own heap again, where she was in the original. She's going to be, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Ezekiel 37, verse 11. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. The whole house? Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. So they must be outside of Israel in different places of the world. And you shall know that I am the Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you. And you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. So Israel has 12 parcels of land in the land of Israel for the 12 tribes. So he says, you're going to go back to your respective location where your original fathers occupied. And then shall you know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it, saith Yahweh. For the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and ride upon it for Judah, and for the children of Israel his companion. Then take another stick and ride upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companion. And this is what Ezekiel did in vision. He went and he did this. He actually went through this process. He rode upon these sticks. And this is a prophecy for the latter day Ezekiel, to literally fulfill this prophecy that Ezekiel was shown in vision, that Ezekiel laid down as a typology, and joined them, laid down as a prophecy, actually, to be fulfilled at its appointed time in the latter days. Ezekiel 37:17, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. When the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereon thou ridest shall be in thine hand, for their eyes, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will give them on every side, and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king unto them all, and there shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgression, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do that. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children, forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Yahweh, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Hebrews 13, verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers Yahweh will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them that have the rule over you, and who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. For Yahshua Messiah, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, and not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. For where Yahshua also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For there have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto Yahweh continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices Yahweh is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself to the watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience and all things willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored unto you the sooner. Now the Elohim of peace that brought again from the dead our Savior Yeshua, that great shepherd of the sheep, to the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, to Yahshua Messiah, unto whom be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of the exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in a few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom he will come shortly. I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints they have Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Hallelujah. Written unto the Hebrews from Italy by Timothy. End of Hebrews chapter 13. Psalms 145, verse 1. I will extol thee, my Yahweh, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Okay, it says, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. For the Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Yahweh is good unto all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Yahweh, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known unto the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Yahweh upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in the due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Yahweh is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. Yahweh is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in the truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. For Yahweh preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. There it is right there. Psalm 145, verse 20. Actually, this is Yahshua talking. It says, for the Yahshua preserveth all of them. David is talking about Yahshua here. He preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Now, in Psalm 37, 37 and 38, he talks about that also. It says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Yahshua. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Yahshua shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Okay. Psalms 145, verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Yahshua, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Now let's go to Daniel chapter 4. And let's pick up on this everlasting kingdom with Daniel chapter 4. I always like to read Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar the king unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high Elohim hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Nebuchadnezzar was at rest. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree unto to bring all the wise men above and before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, and they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my Elohim, and in whom is the spirit of the holy Elohims, and before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy Elohim is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation of it. Thus were the visions of mine head and my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth. And the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached in unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all the beasts of the field, and shadow under it. And the fowls of the heaven dwell in the bowels thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried also and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it unto whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, forasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, that thou art able, for the spirit of the holy Elohims is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, my master, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation, it is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown, and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, you yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let its portion be with the beast of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my master the king, that they shall drive thee from the men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. And they shall make thee eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, And seven times shall pass over thee till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it unto whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy unto the poor, if it be may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in his king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, unto thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou knowest that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it unto whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagles' feathers, and his nails like birds' claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none shall stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom. An excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are true, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride he is able to abase. In the first year Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given unto it. And behold, another beast, a second like unto a bear, and it raised its self up on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had the back of its four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given unto it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom they were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, and this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down. This is talking about sit up, placed around, to sit up the judgment scene. And the Ancient of the Days did sit, his garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as a burning fire. A fire stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousand men stood under him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given unto the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night vision, behold, one like the Son of Man came to the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, came to the Father, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the thing. These great beasts which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I should know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of the iron, and his nails of the brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellow. I beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given unto the saints of the Most High. Now this from the Father came, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. He shall be given into his hand until a time and time is divided of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom out of the whole heaven shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter, and as for me, Daniel, my cognitions much troubled me, and my countenance changed me, but I kept the matter in my heart. This brings the further rest of this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. It's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Oh, precious is the grace.